In my courses, you're going to find some templates that I give you. Every course has different templates, and I use Google Docs or Google Sheets for those templates. And you might be wondering, once you copy one of my templates, how do you find it again? And that's a great question. So let me go and show you how that works. So let me go and share my screen right now. And this is a template for my AI tools course. And let's say you have made a copy of the templates, and your name was Jane, Jane's AI prompts, for example. And typically, when you make a copy of something, it will show up in, I'm just going to start from scratch, and it'll show up in My Drive. So that's usually the default, is it'll show up in My Drive. But I will show you how to find it. Don't worry. So we're going to click Make a Copy. And so my name is Jane. Hi, good to meet you. And this is my template that I copied from George. And let's say that I did some stuff to it. Okay, I used it and then I closed it. And I'm okay, let me make sure it's saved. I think it is. Oh, let me okay, it's saved now. And oh, I'm sorry, where it is. There it is. Okay. Let's say that I went ahead and closed it, closed that tab. Okay. And I'm like, oh no, I closed the tab. Where do I find that template that I used from George? Well, here's how you do it. You go to Google Drive, which is drive.google.com, drive.google.com. You don't actually need all these letters after that. It just drive.google.com will get you there. Okay. It'll then put some letters after that. So don't worry about that. Once you get there, you can simply click on recent on the left-hand side, recent left-hand side. And there is the template that you recently used. And what you should do is organize it for yourself, right? So for example, say, oh yeah, that's the template that I copied from George because I renamed it. So I'm going to click on the checkbox and I'm going to click on the three dots and I'm going to click on move to. And so then now you can select My Drive is usually where everything is. That's the cloud files. Your files in the Google Cloud is called My Drive. So then you click on yes, I want to keep it in the cloud instead of on my own computer. So keep it in the cloud so that it's always accessible by the internet. Click on click through the right arrow. And then now you have the choice of putting it into one of your existing folders. You can click on, let's say, the courses folder. If you had one like that, you would click there and then click on move here if you want to do that. Or you say, I'm in My Drive, the uppermost level, and I want to create a new folder. So I'm going to click on create new folder, templates, business templates. And then press enter or click on the checkbox. Either one works. And then you've instantly created a new folder. This folder is empty. Great. I'm going to move it there. So click move here. Great. Wonderful. Now it's in the business templates folder. And in the future, when you go to My Drive, when you go to Google Drive, again, drive.google.com, it automatically adds some letters. And you're in My Drive now. And you could basically scroll down until you see the, where is it? Business templates. For some strange reason, it is not showing up here. Let me go ahead and refresh this a second here. Okay. I think I accidentally put that folder somewhere else, actually. So whenever you can't find something, you can either search up here or click recent. Okay. But I just did it. So it's definitely in recent. And for some reason, it is not even. It's not the folder is not showing up here. So let me go ahead and double check here. When you go to a file, you can also move something to a folder right there. So I'm gonna try this one more time. It is in business templates, isn't it? It is in business templates. That's very, very strange. So I'm gonna open the folder in a new tab. Ah, see? I'm gonna shrink my screen. I accidentally put the business templates in the courses. If I didn't know how to find it, I could just go to My Drive. And I can search business templates and then press enter. And I'll tell you, oh, there it is, business templates. Now double click on that. And then I can see, it's existing in the courses folder. Well, now I can move it if I want to. Click on the arrow, click on move to, and I'm going to select, no, not in courses. So I'm going to go back to My Drive. I'm going to move that folder there. Anyway, just a little bit of Google Drive magic for you. You might want to watch this again and kind of follow along, practice it yourself. So then, if you should practice this, it'll become more second nature as you give it a try. So, Let me know if this is helpful, and I look forward to seeing any comments below. Thanks.